campaign season is full of promises, even to the smallest constituents. These Charlotte preschoolers have big plans for their futures.
Okay, I got Batman and Spider-Man. Now, who else now?
And I'm the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
Walter Dalton sits cross-legged among them.
All those things you want to be, you can be anything you want to be if you work really hard in school. Now, y'all are going to
this pre-kindergarten class at the First Ward Child Development Center serves mainly poor children to make sure they're ready for kindergarten. This is a big part of Dalton's education strategy. He wants to begin restoring some of the deep cuts to the state's pre-K program, as well as cuts to schools and community colleges, gradually raising teacher pay to the national average, which was $56,000 last year, is also part of his plan.
When I was an appropriations chair in the Senate, there was a point in time that we reached the national average, I think, on teacher pay. We need to get back in that mode and treat our teachers as professionals that they are, pay them a professional wage.
Dalton expects his plan will cost the state an additional $626 million in the first year. His plan to fund it involves pushing mail order companies like Amazon to pay state sales tax and removing a $3,500 tax break to most businesses. Instead, he wants to limit that tax break to small businesses.
They gave a break, they said, to small business, but it was far beyond small business. People making hundreds of thousands of dollars got a tax credit they did not ask for. These are people that were not hurting in the current economy.
For his part, McCrory says the state can't afford Dalton's ideas. Instead, he wants to focus money on first through third grades to make sure kids are reading at grade level. It's the focus of a commercial in which he brought out one of his high school teachers.
Sometimes a student is just special.
If kids aren't reading at grade level by the end of third grade, they'll be held back. The idea is to make sure they have the basics early on.
When he does that for North Carolina, I'll give him a gold star.
Well, that legislation has already been passed. It's part of changes pushed by national Republican leaders, including the former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush. He's appeared on the campaign trail with McCrory several times.
That law is already on the books. State lawmakers passed it this past year. Do you envision something else for that?
Well, no. First of all, I had some influence in getting that done, and I'm very proud of the legislature doing that. But now we got to put in place the necessary resources and the curriculum and the strategy to make it happen.
So where do the extra resources come then?
We're going to have to share these resources because there isn't any new money.
For example, he points to community colleges. Maybe reduce their budget for remedial classes and instead give that to K through 12 schools so they can, as McCrory says, get it right the first time. He points to what he sees as different education priorities between the House, Senate, and governor's office.
I hear this as I'm running for governor. I'm going, wait a minute, you're all on the same team. We need to start working together as a transparent process where we're sharing resources, we're making sure there's not duplication, and we're making sure that we're working to get our kids not just an education, but a job after they get an education.
Both McCrory and Dalton agree schools need to coordinate better with businesses to make sure students are prepared for the jobs companies need. Dalton wants to see the expansion of what are called early college high schools. There are 70 of them in the state, and they target kids whose parents have never been to college. They allow students to combine high school studies with career training and earn up to 2 years of college credit tuition-free.
If you erased all of education and redrew it, you would not draw a traditional four-year high school. You would have more of these five-year programs that give the basics to the kids but also help create a life skill for them that can be marketable in the economy.
As a state senator, Dalton sponsored a law to start these schools, which many states have used as models. But McCrory envisions high schools that offer two types of diplomas, one geared to a college curriculum, the other to vocational studies.
Where I hear from teachers is we're force-feeding many kids into a college curriculum when they're not interested in that college curriculum, and then they drop out. And they might have skills in technical, mechanical, electrical, repair-type areas which are desperately needed by our economy and, frankly, pay more than some kids that are graduating from law school right now.
If McCrory wins, he'll likely deal with a Republican legislature. Dalton, on the other hand, says he expects to have to use the office as a bully pulpit to push his agenda. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.